Good morning. The U105 phone-in and the sun is shining and everyone is in good form. Now, Senator Mark Daly, does that name mean a lot to you? The running of Fianna Fáil, are you very familiar with Fianna Fáil, the Republican Party, as they're called? What about Saoirse McInnesby? How often do you hear that name in the news? And what will develop from this story that we have covered in the past here on the radio? Is it beginning to come together for you, the pieces in the jigsaw? Let me speak to Kieran Dineen from the Irish Sun. Kieran, good morning.
Good morning.
Senator Mark Daly stripped of his role as Deputy Leader of the Shannon following his involvement in an event which alleged to announce that Fianna Fáil's first candidate in a Northern Ireland election would be Saoirse McInnesby. Where are we with this story now? And for people who aren't familiar with it, Kieran, just give us the background.
Yeah, no problem. Well, basically, Saoirse McInnesby, her campaign was launched by two prominent Fianna Fáil members. With her name beside a Fianna Fáil logo, preferably say that she was a Fianna Fáil candidate. So it's huge interest down here that Fianna Fáil was finally making a play in the north to get representatives elected, and because Éamon O'Caoimh, a high-ranking and well-known TD, and Senator Mark Daly were both standing beside Saoirse McInnesby, saying that she was a Fianna Fáil candidate, but very quickly after their press releases arrived into newspapers' email inboxes, Fianna Fáil had a statement out saying that she was not a Fianna Fáil candidate and that Fianna Fáil had yet to make any decision on whether it would be running candidates in the north, which caused some extra confusion because Saoirse McInnesby is a Fianna Fáil member and is a councillor. So there is an argument that, well, if she is a councillor and if she is a Fianna Fáil member, perhaps that actually just means she is a Fianna Fáil candidate. But so there is discussions going on between Fianna Fáil and the SCLP about a possible merger, and this. This move, we'll say, by Mark Daly and Éamon O'Caoimh and Saoirse McInnesby seems to have perhaps endangered those talks and certainly caught the leader of Fianna Fáil, Micheál Martin, off guard. So it was widely expected that he would punish Senator Mark Daly and Éamon O'Caoimh for their actions, I guess. He has yet to do anything to Éamon O'Caoimh, who is related, of course, to a former teacher and president, Eamon De Valera, but he has stripped Mark Daly of his role as deputy Fianna Fáil leader in the Shannon and spokesman on foreign affairs. So huge problems have been caused to the Fianna Fáil HQ and their talks with the SLP over the future of running candidates in the north. But it's fair to say that Fianna Fáil members are, I guess, divided on, you know, whether they support Mark Daly and Éamon O'Caoimh or whether they support the leadership on this.
It does seem like a bit of a shambles. Sinn Féin must be laughing up their sleeve at it.
Well, exactly, yeah. I mean, you know, Saoirse McInnesby, of course, is a former Sinn Féin member, and we reported here how she had appeared in a photograph with the late Stan Corrigan, who was a former IRA man, but she has left Sinn Féin and is now under the umbrella of Fianna Fáil, possibly, or if she'd like to be. But yeah, I mean, Sinn Féin will say, you know, that this shows how amateurish or how half-hearted Fianna Fáil are about really making inroads into the north.
Do you think we'll ever see in the near future, unlikely for the next council elections, but for any time in the foreseeable future, some amalgamation between the SDLP and Fianna Fáil?
Yeah, well, there's huge, you know, there's a huge appetite in the ranks of Fianna Fáil to be a 32 county party. And they accept, party accepts it. It isn't at the moment, but it strives to be, and membership do want this. So, you know, the leader, Micheál Martin, is going to have to act on this. And he had hoped that a merger with SLP would, I guess, be enough at this stage to on the road to that goal. And, you know, the SLP are certainly not over the moon about this, but there is many in this view who feel that this could be their salvation. So, yeah, I do believe that Fianna Fáil will end up trying to become a party in the north, and the leadership certainly sees the SLP as the best bet and the most conservative way of doing it, the least costly way of doing it, and a way that they will, you know, easily get people elected, if you put it like that.
Okay, Kieran, thank you very much indeed. Our apologies, the sound level on the phone, not great today, but Kieran Dineen clearly explaining the situation as it is at this present moment in time.